Bold light blue letters against a black background. EMI. Red and blue lines curve round and form two spinning film reels. Letters fly out of the reels and form captions. Nat Cohen presents, for Anglo EMI Film Distributors Limited, presents a Hammer production. An attractive young woman wearing a miniskirt and a halter neck top walks through a bus station. Two drivers, Stan Butler and his mate Jack, ogle her.
Jack, have a look at that!
Cool. Blimey, mate. That's worth hanging about for.
She looks at a timetable.
Oh, she looks a cracker.
Yeah, not old.
Blake, my car is still not working properly. I thought I told you to get a mechanic to see to it.
Well, I sent for him, sir. He should be here any minute now.
I told you half an hour ago.
You're right, it was half an hour and all.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see you've got a watch, because that bus should be out by now. No wonder our services never run to time. That route's got a dreadful record for timekeeping.
Yeah, well, that's Butler, isn't it, sir?
Then you go out with him and do your job properly.
Right. I will, sir.
Jack and Stan study the young beauty.
Yeah, she looks lost.
Yes, I think we'd better give her a hand.
Right, come on. Get that bus out.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
we're going to.
And I'm going to come along with you and all.
Stan gets in his cab. Jack and Blakey climb in the back.
Right, come along, come
on. Right. Come on,
the young woman runs after Stan's bus. Her top unhitches and falls off. Stan gapes and a car swerves to avoid the bus. Stan brakes and Jack, Blakey and a passenger tumble out of the back.
Oh, help me up, me foot! Come me on. Foot's gone! Yeah. Oh, me foot's gone, help me out! Help me out!
Come on, Blakey!
Come on! I can't do it, I can't make it!
I will stay there
then.
No! Hey, Stan! Go on, Stan, back up, mate!
All right!
Hey, Jamia! Come on, back to them!
Stan reverses into the depot manager's car and the bonnet falls on his head. Jack helps him out. Another bus crashes into Stan's. Steam wafts around the buckled buses. Holiday on the buses. Sitting in the cab, Stan, who has a cheeky face and short dark brown hair, shrugs and raises his eyebrows. Starring Reg Varney. Co-starring Stephen Lewis and Doris Hare, Michael Robbins, Anna Karen, Bob Grant. Guest stars Wilfred Bramble, Kate Williams, Arthur Mullard, Queenie Watts, Henry McGee. Production supervisor Roy Skeggs. Written and produced by Ronald Wolfe and Ronald Chesney. Directed by Brian Izzard. It's pouring with rain. Jack joins Sten in the queue outside the Department of Employment.
Hello, mate. Get me a place, hey.
Lousy day, isn't it?
Oh, I'm shocking. Yeah. Oh, hello, Blakey.
Hello.
Here. Ain't your foot better yet?
No. Thanks to you, I've broken my big toe. You know that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that. Here. Did you get yourself a job?
Yeah, marvellous, mate. Yeah, you're getting me the sack turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
Were you getting more money?
No.
Shorter hours?
Yeah.
What's fair about it, then?
What's fair about it is I'll never have to work for you two ever again in my life. Never. I'd have done it for nothing. Nothing.
Well, it's one thing, Jack. If he's got a job, we should get a job in no time.
You have been out of work 6 weeks now. You realise that I am now sole supporter of this family? I mean, what are you doing about it?
For God's sake, don't go on. It's not my fault. I can't get any jobs.
Well, I don't understand it. You think there'd be a shortage of good bus drivers?
Yeah, there is. It's drivers like him they don't want.
Charming.
Oh, shut up, the pair of you.
Now, look, mate, you've got to take any job they offer. I manage your sister, not you.
Here, where's the Martha?
Now, that's another thing. That child shall be in bed.
Look, I only let him stay up because he said he'd have a surprise for his Uncle Stan.
Oh, has he? Where is he?
Behind him.
Bang! Bang! Bang!
Oh. He surprised you all right there, mate.
Yeah. Little Arthur squirts Arthur with a water pistol.
You want to watch that cough? Otherwise, you'll have to have another operation.
I'll kill him!
Oh, come on now!
I'll kill him!
couldn't help him. Anyway, he's got a very good aim.
Why don't you keep an eye on him? I told you to keep him away from Walter. Where'd he get it from, anyway?
Where did the flower bowl?
Out of the...
Arthur picks it up.
Well, look at it! It's filthy! What's in it?
I don't know, but I saw a cat sniffing around here.
Back door was open. Can I come in?
Oh,
yes, stand, mate. Look, I reckon I found us a job. Look, I saw this advert in the paper.
Experienced bus crew wanted for season at one of Britain's premier holiday camps. Yeah. Phone all right?
Yeah, well, I've already phoned. Look, we've got to go up to the head office first thing tomorrow morning for an interview.
Hey, Mum! Oh, come here. Right. Jack's got us a job, look.
Well, lovely, eh? Oh, Stan, you can't go away for the whole summer and leave your lovely home.
Well, I've got to get a job, haven't I? One minute you're moaning and...
Little Arthur squirts his gawky mum, Olive.
I reckon your mum's right. You couldn't go away and leave your lovely home, could you?
No, but I'll force this girl.
A large blue and white building with Pontins written across the front in yellow. Holidaymakers make their way into the building. Stan, who has his short brown hair slicked back, and Jack, who has straggly grey hair, a long face and massive teeth, walk across the checkered forecourt.
Holiday Village. For those of you
who
have just arrived today...
Hey, this is great! And to think we're getting paid for it!
Yeah, 25 quid a week and all found.
Hey, Jack! I think we found them.
Yeah, 4 months of this, mate. We've fallen on our feet.
4 months of this, we'll be on our hands and knees.
Hey, look, the manager said he'd make us find a bus. We'd better hurry up and get changed.
Yeah, all right.
Is the manager's office in here?
Later, they emerge in blue and white uniforms with peaked caps.
Yeah, this ain't bad gear, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, this is a patch of birds, mate.
Yes, you look very smart in your new uniform.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yes.
Oh, just see they stay that way, shall we? Now, as I told you, your job is to drive that bus on the excursions, mystery tours, to the station.
Yes, sir.
And you will check the passengers, help with the luggage, and do the commentary as required.
Yes, sir.
And in between times, I'll be allocating you other duties. And you can start by picking up some people from the station.
As Jack and Stan eye up the talent, the manager clicks his fingers.
And I don't want any goings-on with the female staff.
Yes, sir.
Remember that?
Yes, sir.
Off you go.
Stan gets in the cab of the green bus.
You're meeting the 3:15 train.
The tall, trilbied manager watches imperiously as Stan drives away with Jack in the back. Stan heads along a service road towards a set of gates. On each gate is a letter P with a yellow sun in the middle of it. Stan stops the bus. Stan looks out the window.
Come on, open up!
Blakey comes out of the security office and gawps.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Butler, I don't believe it. I must be dreaming. It's a nightmare, isn't it?
No.
Jack walks round.
Blimey, I thought Hitler was dead. What are you doing here?
I am Chief Security Inspector.
What's that, then?
Security! It means I'm here to keep out all undesirables. Lads and hooligans in it.
Well, you fired, aren't you, because we're here.
Sweet.
Yeah, and's your foot better yet?
Yeah, the fracture healed up. Brought on an attack of gout.
Ah, poor old Blake. It's a shame, Well, come on then, open the gates.
No. You caused my accident in the first place. You open the gates yourself.
Right, I'm off then.
Hang about. You sign this book for the records.
Right. No, I'm sorry you broke your foot.
Oh, thanks.
Should have been your neck.
Blakey slams the door.
Oh! Oh! Ha!
Attention all parents with children under 12 months. There's a body baby competition at 10:30 in the morning tomorrow. Come along!
Wait! Wait! Stop!
Blakey looks through the gates.
You've taken my pain!
I'll give it you when I come back!
Never mind about that! Come on, I want it back now! Come on, let's have it!
Oh, all right.
Stan reverses into one of the gates, forcing Blakey to cling onto the bars as it swings open. Gormless, mustachioed Blakey gawps through the bars. Later, Stan and Jack return with a busload of holidaymakers.
Welcome.
All right. Oh, thanks for having me, Kate.
That's all right, darling. Hey, just a minute.
Welcome.
Listen there.
Welcome.
Have you got a boyfriend?
No.
Well, how about us meeting tonight?
Yeah, why not?
An old battle axe appears.
Georgette.
It's me ma'am.
Mavis, come along.
Yes, ma'am. See you later, then.
You're on, yeah.
Welcome. Hey, I think I've clicked.
You with the mother or the daughter? I want to have a word with you two after I've inspected my staff.
A line of blokes in blazers.
And you're here to welcome the holiday makers. Look at the style of your brand. Give a nice big smile.
That's it. Army Hitler's at it again.
That's better.
Rochester will be back in a depot.
Give a smile. Smile. Give a smile. Do you call that a smile? Give a nice big smile like this, look.
Blakey's mouth gapes as if he's in pain. The others copy.
Come! Twitch. Right then. To your post. Dismiss. Come on, double away. Right, come on, you two. I've got a word with you. And I want you to understand, I don't want any hanky-panky with a female staff, right? They're here to work, the same as you two. Right? Hey. Hang about. I ain't finished with you yet.
The camp nurse comes over.
I saw you passing, so I had to come out. How are you, dear?
Well, I'm still getting a bit of pain with my big toe.
I think I'd better come along tonight and rub some more of that ointment in.
Oh, good, because I can't manage on my own, you see that?
Then I'll give you another blanket, Bar.
Okay. No, that won't be necessary, nurse.
Now, nurse knows best.
See you later in the canteen for some tea.
Bye, Cyril.
Blanket mouth in your room, eh?
What's this no hanky-panky with a staff bit?
Hey, tell the old man, I better thank one for your foot at all.
It's just to get her in his room. Here, Blanky, have you had it off with her yet?
How dare you! I've only known her for 4 weeks. She happens to be a very respectable young woman. We're getting rather close.
Oh, how romantic. She's fallen in love with his big toe. Well, let's face it, that's the best part of him.
Blakey looks miffed, stands at a phone booth.
And listen, Arthur. Look, I can get you a special reduction.
Stan says if we go down for a week, he can get us a special reduction.
No!
Are you sure that's all it'll cost?
Yeah, listen, all the entertainment's for free. It's marvellous.
Yeah, well, it sounds okay. How do we get down there?
Well, it's a good train service. Yeah, it should only cost you about 14 quid in fares.
14 quid? Oh, no, it won't.
Arthur loads his motorbike.
Got all those cases on, Arthur?
Yeah, just about.
Oh, good. There's not much else.
Are you mad? We can't take all that lot.
Well, I only packed the essentials.
Right, all good tickets for the sake of the time.
Jack! Yeah. How many more do you want up top?
Got room for a couple more, mate.
Couple more on top. That's it. Hey, Stan.
Yeah? What time's the family arrive?
Tea time. They left about an hour ago.
Right, I've told you it's in there.
I don't know where they're going.
Right,
look.
Can we go now?
I don't know
where they're
going.
Right.
Little Arthur's left on the curb.
Come back!
At the camp.
Oh, hello.
Hello, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Dear, why don't you come on this second to tour with us? I'll see you have a lovely time.
Her mum's on a double bicycle.
Mavis, there you are. We're looking everywhere for you. Come on, Mavis.
Oh, lovely.
Mavis gets on next to her mum.
On there, the sands. It's a push. Hey!
Hey, you'll never stand a chance there, mate, until you get rid of her mum.
You're right. Here, you're not fixed up yet, are you?
Oh, me have a crack at her mum? You must be joking. Look at the size of her.
They cycle off.
You'll be like a blooming mystery tour. Take you a fortnight to find out where he was going. Oh, come on, look, we're full up. Let's get cracking, mate.
Yeah, you're right. I want to be back when the family get here. And you know what Arthur is, once he gets on that bike, he really gets moving.
Yeah. Arthur's on the luggage-laden bike. The others are pushing.
Are you sure you can't help?
I'm sorry, mother-in-law. You know I mustn't, not with my operation. You shouldn't have loaded so much luggage. It's straining the clutch.
It's not doing mine any good, neither.
Stan drives along in the open-top tour bus. Arthur and the family are riding along a dual carriageway. They pass a sign which says, Holiday Village, 2 miles. On a country road, Stan looks to his side and sees Arthur. On a bridge, the family wave at Stan, who grins at them. Stan swerves to avoid a car, forcing Arthur onto the pavement. He hits a railing, and the cases fly off into a river.
I'll kill that friend of yours! He's a raving lunatic cutting me up like that!
What are we going to do, Arthur?
Here,
bloody luggage is floating away! Come on, girl, give me a lift.
Arthur! What about me and little Arthur?
Come on! Come on, woman!
Oh, Arthur!
Come on!
Oh, careful!
Get in and get him!
Why can't you get him?
Don't be stupid, I've got my best trousers on, haven't I?
Oh.
Go on! Get... Go.
Oh, it's all muddy!
We're not standing! Start swimming!
Arthur, I'm out of my depth!
Get the case! Stop larking about! Get it back!
In the river, up to their necks, they rescue the cases. They struggle up onto the muddy bank.
I'll kill that brother of yours!
Oh, I'm all wet!
And it flings mud at Arthur.
You beast!
Oh, I wonder where the family's got to.
I passed them on the road half hour ago. She'll be here by now. Wonder why they're so late.
Runs in the family, doesn't it?
Oh, funny. Oh, look, here they come. Blimey, they look in a bit of a mess.
Perhaps they took a shortcut through a sewage farm.
Yeah. What happened to you?
Where'd you get to? You cut me up! What the devil do you think you were doing?
I didn't cut you
up! You cut me up!
Shut up. Get me a sack. You know Inspector Blake.
How are you?
And Mum and
Hello.
Olive.
Hello, Inspector. Stan said you were here.
It was a sewage farm.
Well, what happened to you?
Oh, it was awful. All the luggage fell in the river. Then Olive went in. I hope it's not polluted.
Well, it will be now.
Shut up. Now, let's get you to the shelly and cleaned up before the manager sees you. Come on.
Oh, right. Get on. Oh. You're going to pay for the cleaning bill.
What should I pay for?
What do you want to call
somebody? Oh, you
shut up the door.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Get in.
Here
you go.
Get in. Go on, Arthur.
A couple watched them.
Oh, what a load of rubbish.
Oh, yes, they're not like us, love. They're bleeding common.
Yeah.
In the chalet.
Right, now, it's got two bedrooms. One in there, look.
Oh, yeah.
One in there, and that's a bathroom.
Oh.
Oh, hang about. Anybody got a bit of paper so I can put this case in?
Wait a minute, love. I've got a bit of paper here.
Yeah,
Arthur, there you are. I'll get little Arthur ready for bed, because he's sleeping with me, see? That means you two will be on your own.
Oh.
Come on, now.
I must have a wash.
Come on, all right.
It's a fine holiday we're going to have. Most of our clothes gone. It's all your fault.
Don't talk, daft. You couldn't have tied it on properly.
What are you talking about? I know how to tie them on, don't I?
Well, it wouldn't have come off you, had, would they?
Oh, look, the mud's all soaked through to my bra. Quick, open that case. Thank goodness we saved that one. It's got me undies in it.
Well, there you are.
Oh, look at it.
What on earth is that?
My clean slip. Oh! My new bra! The cups are all full of mud!
Hey, watch it! Well, your bra, that's a lot of mud. Here, come out of it. Get it in. I'm taking this over to the sink before we get any more mud on the carpet.
Oh.
No, it's all right for you, mate. All my best shirts are in there.
Well, what am I supposed to do for Andy?
Well, what about me? I've got a wet shirt. It's all right for you, mate.
Come out of it.
Oh, blimey.
Dan, and it's lovely, and it's all so clean.
It was.
Mums. The holiday camp bar is packed. Under flashing lights, people sit around at tables. Some are up on the dance floor as the DJ plays records. Arthur's scrubbing the carpet in the chalet. Stan comes in.
Here, we're having a marvellous time in the bar. How are you getting on? I thought you was going to help. I've been working all day.
Oh, that's clean enough.
Hey, Olive, how are you managing with my pyjamas?
I'm all right. Arthur can wear the bottoms and I'll just wear the tops.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Arthur, as Mum's got the kid in with her, we got a bedroom to ourselves. Be like a second honeymoon. I'm coming to bed now, Arthur.
Hey, I do believe this needs another scrub.
But if you do that, I might be asleep when you come in.
He looks coy.
Oh, dear me.
Lank-haired Olive, wearing big glasses, stomps into the bedroom.
Look, mate, how are we going to manage with all our clothes gone?
Oh, cheer up. Look, you've got money for your grub. You can borrow a bit of clobber off of me and Jack. Look, you have a smashing holiday. There's plenty going on in the camp.
Oi! Yes, too! What are you doing in here?
Well, we haven't got any driving to do today, so the man just put us on relief duty.
But you two lifeguards, He might be raving mad.
Ah, we're both strong swimmers. Don't worry, Blackie. If you fall in, I'll give you the kiss of life.
Look, you, mate. We all choppers. You bite me tonsils out.
Hey, it's Mavis over there without her mum. Hang on.
Stan jogged round the swimming pool to Mavis, who's in a bikini.
Hello, love.
Oh, hello.
When are me and you going to get together, then?
Whenever you like.
I'm off duty in a minute. How about having a drink?
Yeah, all right.
We can have a drink outside the camp, then come back here. What do you think?
That would be nice.
Babies!
Her mum's in the pool.
Bring my towel!
Yes, Mum. Sorry, darling. It'll have to be another time now.
Yeah, all right.
Jack comes over.
Hard luck, mate. Here, Stan, that's the smallest bikini I've ever seen.
It's Olive. Her skimpy white bikini top and bottom have SOS written all over them in black. She looks around, then gives a toothy smile, although a few of her teeth are missing, when Baldy Arthur comes in.
Have you gone raving mad? What made you buy that?
Well, it was the only one I could get.
You look positively obscene, woman.
You don't look so marvellous yourself.
Massive trunks.
I didn't happen to buy them. I borrowed them off the inspector. It might have escaped your notice, but he happens to be rather bigger than me.
Everyone's bigger than you.
She turns around and Arthur shoves her in the pool with his foot.
Arthur!
You can swim, can't you?
It's my bikini! I've lost the bottom half of it!
You what?
A bunch of lads jump in.
Everybody out! Come on! Nobody's allowed in this pool till this lady's coming up!
Oh, blimey, what's right?
What'd you blow the whistle for? What's happened? Oh, my God.
Olive's bum.
It's like the moon coming over the mountain.
Will you get yourself covered up?
Holidaymakers board the mystery tour.
Come on, where's your ticket?
What are you talking about? It's a star pile, isn't it?
Well, go on, get on there, peg leg Pete. Have you got any spare birds on this bus? No, why? You're on your own?
Yes, but I'm hoping to find a bit of female company.
Well, why not? There's many a good tune played on an old fiddle.
The skinny old codger has a peek on the bus.
Oh, I don't think I'll bother with that lot. I'll try elsewhere.
Stan!
Hello, Mavis. You coming on this mystery tour?
My mum won't let me. But listen, she's going to bingo from 6 till 7. I shall be all alone in my chalet. Number 344. I'd hate to be lonely.
You won't be lonely,
Mavis!
Her mum ushers her away. Stan drives the mystery tour bus through a town. People stand up on the open top deck. He drives through the countryside, then along the esplanade of a seaside town. The bus passes another bus on an iron bridge. In a tea garden with Jack, Stan looks at his watch.
Look at the time, it's 20 to 6, and I missed my date. They're taking too long over tea.
Well, look, don't blame me. I didn't know Blackie was coming, did I?
Before I get him out, come on. Do you mind getting back on the bus, please, madam? We've got a lovely trip back. Believe me, we have. Arthur! Arthur! What are you telling you? That is candy floss yet.
It's all right, get
it. He's having his pretty well. Back on the bus, please. What a lovely trip back we've got. Fine, thank you very much. Would you mind getting back on the bus, please? Would you then? Get back on the bus. Eat them on the bus. It's a good darling, yeah. Lovely trip for you when you get back.
Blakey gives his nurse friend an ice cream.
Here you are, my dear.
Nice. You've got a big one for me.
Yeah, she's right as regards the ice cream.
Excuse me, Mum. Come on, Blakey. I want to get the bus away.
Hey, isn't it marvellous, eh? 14 years I've worked on the buses with him. That's the first time he's ever said that. Now, you wait your turn, mate. This is the first time I've ever been a passenger. I'm going to take my time.
Oh, yeah? Well, you listen to me, mate. You're on a day far, so you get on that bus.
All right, Mum.
Come on, Cyril. We'll go upstairs. You'll get a better view from up there.
Jack looks up Nursie's skirt and sees her flowery knickers.
You don't get a bad view from down here.
Ooh, you lecherous moron, you.
Blakey has a look. His eyes widen and he grimaces.
Right, that's a lot. Now I'm going. Here, hang on. I forgot an Olive. She's in the shop there. Oh, blimey. Olive!
She's bought candy floss.
Oh, I don't enjoy it when I'm hurried.
Neither will I. Now get on the bus.
Oh, she... If I don't get back, she might not wait.
All right, mate. Don't panic. Look, I'll tell you what we do. Here. You take this little shortcut down here, see? And that'll save about 8 miles.
But that's not the route.
So, it's a mystery tour, isn't it?
Stan drives the packed bus along a dual carriageway. He crosses the central reservation, does a U-turn, and heads off down a narrow country lane. The green bus has colourful flowers with Go Pontinental painted on the side. Blake is on the top deck, conducting the singers. Heading along a leafy lane, Stan looks at his watch. He drives under a low bridge, and the people on the top deck have to duck. They end up sprawled all over the place, with ice cream and candy floss on their faces. A woman is plastered with ice cream. A child's got a cone stuck on the end of his nose. Blakey whacks on the front of the bus to try and get Stan's attention. The bus heads under some trees, and the top deck gets battered by branches. Stan drives on, determined. Jack removes foliage from the top deck. Back at the camp, Stan runs up steps to Mavis's chalet.
Oh, Stan, I thought you were never coming. I've been waiting hours.
As they snog, her mum appears.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I was just going to ask your daughter if she'd have a drink.
Good idea. We can all go together.
She forcefully takes his arm. With Jack...
Have you seen this? Ballroom closed for rehearsal of old-time dancing. Have a look at that.
Old-time dancing? What are you on for?
Well, Blakey's in charge, isn't he? Well, he was always interested in it when he was at the depot. Besides, Mum's joined the class. Here, let's go and have a look at something to make
it, eh? Can I have the pressure of this dance?
Oh, dear. Yeah.
They dance. In the ballroom.
Right then, ladies and gentlemen, will you all gather round and form pairs? Well, I finish taking the names down.
Mum walks past the old codger.
Oh, hello there. My name's Bert. What's yours? Yeah.
Mrs. Butler.
Palmer.
But you can call me Mabel.
Yeah.
And,
are you here with your husband, Mabel?
Oh, no, he went a long time ago. Oh, good. Hey, what I mean is, I'm here on my own too, so let you and me have a go, Mabel.
Say, what's where you putting your hands? Oh, you're in a bit of an hurry, ain't you?
Asher, don't you have to be at our age?
Oh, Bert.
He spins her back and forth, then dances her through the crowd.
All right, it's enough of that, Pete. Oh, Mrs. Butler, I might have known. Look, you'll start when I tell you to, right? And we're going to start with a military two-step, one couple at a time. Mr. and Mrs. Hodges will start. Thank you. All the rest of you go and sit down, please. Come along.
As they go to their seats, Mr. and Mrs. Hodges prepare.
Now then, will you take your first positions? Don't forget to point your toe, nice salute from the man, and don't forget your party bus. Careful. One, two.
The old couple dance back and forth, light on their feet.
Nice. Now, lovely party bar. Salute, sir. Thank you. Info. Lovely. Thank you. Very nice. Thank you very much. Right, sir. Mrs. Butler, you and Mr. Thompson take the floor, will you? Thank you very much. Now get a point of toe. Nice salute for the gentleman. Ethel. One, two.
Hand in hand, they jump around.
You're doing, old mate.
What is it?
That was nothing like it.
Now, listen here. Don't you tell me anything about dancing.
He was so busy showing off, he forgot to give her a salute, didn't you?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'll do it for you now.
Bert sticks two fingers up at Blakey.
I like that salute.
Shut up. What's up? Don't be so blatantly crude.
Right then, now. Mr. and Mrs. Briggs, come on.
Showing him what to do.
Yeah.
Right. Take your place, please. Ethel. Now don't forget. Salute. Nice. One, two.
Mr. Briggs salutes his wife. She curtsies and they hold hands. He stamps around like he's killing beetles.
No. Ethel, stop it. You point your toe.
I was pointing my toe.
Well, point it down. You like that? Down, see? Right, start again, Ethel. And one, two.
Mr. Briggs salutes again. Mrs. Briggs curtsies. and he stamps around again, this time like he's doing the hokey cokey. They march back and forth, bouncing all over the place. Stan and Jack are watching.
Madam Blake, the dancing instructress.
Go, stop, stop. You ain't got no styles at all, have you? No, your party basque was awful. Look, I'll show you what to do. Look, stay like...
Oh, this should be good.
Look, you stand erect, you see, you're proud, okay? And you take a step, and step, and you bow like that. And you step together like that. And you party basque, and you party basque, and you step. Step and you turn.
Blimey, I thought you turned a long time ago.
I'll do it with you. Look, come here. I'll do the waltz. And I'll be the lady.
Here is a bleeding fairy.
Shut up, Dorothy, sis.
You do know the waltz, don't you?
Yes. One, two, three.
Right then.
One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Watch it, dearie. You'll add your tights.
One, two, three.
Mr. Briggs stamps on Blakey's foot, which is still in a plaster cast. Jack's with the nurse.
Yeah. What are you doing this whole time, stuff with Blakey?
You kidding? No, thanks, it's not my scene.
Well, what do you like?
You know, bit of the old shake, rattle and roll.
Yeah, well, that could easily be arranged. What about coming for a drink with me, then? Old Blakey won't teach you anything, not here or anywhere else.
No, I'm beginning to think I shall have to teach him.
Yeah, come on then. You coming, mate?
No, I think I'll find Mavis. Try and talk her into coming on that boat cruise tomorrow.
Fuck, come on. There you go. Anyone for the Skylark? Come along here. Here you go. Tickets, please. There you go. Thank you very much. Right, on again. This way. Thank you all. All tickets here, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. In you go. Come on.
Stan gives Mavis a kiss and she goes to the top deck.
Yeah. Are you sure her mother ain't coming?
Yeah. I've got Mavis on her own for a change. Here, did you fix us a cabin?
Yeah. Here, how'd you get rid of her mother?
Well, it's Achilles. You can't stand boats. It makes her seasick.
A ferry rocks back and forth on a stormy sea. Stan and Mavis are in a cabin.
Yeah, wasn't it a good idea of Jazz to get the juice-free champagne?
Yeah.
Stan staggers around as he tries to pour himself a glass and drink it. Mavis is perched on the edge of a table. She has a drink and smiles. Stan flops onto a chair.
Hey, have some more. Fair enough, put me in the mood.
She waggles her chest. Stan looks queasy.
Is it doing anything to you?
Not off.
He nearly keels over, then braces himself in a corner. Mavis lies on a bunk.
Aren't you going to kiss me?
Yeah.
As the cabin lurches, Stan staggers away from Mavis. He tries to straighten up.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Come on, then.
He climbs onto the bunk next to her.
Ooh, I love the motion of a ship. Makes it more sexy.
She gropes Stan, who goes floppy and lets his arm drop to one side.
What's the matter? Oh, no, you're not shy, are you?
Me? No. No, it's just that Oh, dear, I think I'm going to pass out. Thanks. Come on, Jack.
Mavis hoists his arm around her shoulder and supports him. She opens the cabin door and helps him out onto the deck, where the rain's pouring in sheets. Stan staggers over to a railing.
And on my last day as well.
She goes inside. Jack walks up.
Hello, mate. Go on, blow it. She's half killed you.
Yeah.
Here, and some fish and chips. That'll give you strength.
Oh, dear Lord.
There, mate. Here. Hang on. No birds that good. Where is she, anyway?
Jack leaves Stan with the fish and chips and goes to the cabin, where Mavis is pouring herself a glass of champagne.
A bit too rough for old Stan, eh?
I'm really fed up. It's my last day on holiday.
Well, never mind. There's a drop of champagne left. Let's not waste it.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah, come think of it. Let's not waste anything else either. Here, I'll drink a champagne. I'll be with you in a minute.
She gets on the bunk. Jack takes off his raincoat and his shoes and jumps on top of Mavis. They canoodle. On deck, Stan rolls his head back and forth.
Oh, we can stop.
The ferry hits a big wave and Stan gets splashed.
Oh, that's better.
A sunny day at the holiday camp. Blakey's dozing in a deck chair. Little Arthur creeps up behind him holding a long rope tied to a donkey. Little Arthur ties the end of the rope to the bar across the bottom of the back of the deck chair. He then goes to the donkey and shoots his cap gun in its ear. The donkey trots off, pulling the deck chair and flattening it out. Blakey's dragged across the grass on his back. In an arcade, Mum's at a shooting gallery. Bert stands beside her, looking at her bum. They wander through the arcade, smiling. Bert's T-shirt says, "If you like me, smile."
You know, Bert, I quite enjoyed that. It makes you feel all young again.
Yeah. You know, you remind me of my wife, Gladys. God rest her soul. Yeah. Lovely, warm person she was. Once she had a couple of gins down her, there was no hold. You know? Hey, would you care for a drink yourself?
Well, I don't know. You won't get me going on a couple of gins, you know.
Oh, sure, I've got plenty of money.
Come on. There's me going. Hey, not in front of the children. Hello, Stan.
They wander off.
You see that, Jack?
Yeah.
The old lady's doing all right for herself, isn't she?
Yeah, must be the sea air.
Yeah. He's doing the same for me.
Here's your list for this afternoon's tour.
Oh, thanks, Sandra.
See you later, Helen. You haven't forgotten, have you?
No, I haven't, no.
I've clicked here, and she hasn't got a mump to worry about. This time it's going to be on dry land. I tell you, mate, I've got it made.
That's no good. Look, she's starving, she. I mean, she's sharing a chalet with a couple of other birds. You've got nowhere to take her on your own.
Don't worry. I've got it all worked out.
In Arthur and Olive.
Wasn't it nice of Stan to offer to babysit for us tonight?
I must say, it's extremely kind of him, giving up his night off. Oh, it's nothing, really. Right, off you go. Go and enjoy yourself. That's it. Oh, you look lovely, Olive. That's it. There you go.
Stay as late as you like. Where's my mum? Mum, come and hurry up. Your bloke's waiting for you. Don't forget to put your tin drawers on.
Mum's wearing a ginger wig.
I'm ready.
Blimey, what have you done to your hair?
Do you like it? Here, it's my new fan wig. Bert said he loves redheads.
How could you possibly afford to buy that? We haven't got enough money for grub.
There's other pleasures in life besides eating. Just because there's snow on the roof don't mean the fire's gone out.
Well, you want to watch it. The colour your hair is, you might get your fingers burned. Go on, off you go. Go on, off you go.
Ah, you're a good boy. Stay in here all by yourself.
Don't mind, Mum. Enjoy yourself.
When they've gone, Stan takes off his jacket. He's wearing a white polo neck underneath. He checks his breath, then sprays breath freshener into his mouth. Pretty brunette Sandra comes in smiling.
Can I come in?
Well, of course. Do sit down.
He grins cheesily.
Don't worry. We're on our own.
They wrap their arms around each other and kiss. Little Arthur peeps out of his bedroom at them. At the disco, Olive grabs a distracted Arthur's arm and pulls him over. Bert and Mum sit side by side. He puts his arm around her.
Why don't you take your coat off? Make yourself comfortable.
As Sandra takes off her coat and Stan dims the lights, Little Arthur goes back into his room. When Stan gets back on the sofa with Sandra, Little Arthur comes out in his pajamas and stares at them.
Uncle Stan!
What do you want?
Can I watch?
No, you can't. Go back to bed.
Not until you tell me a story.
Bert and Mum are on the dance floor, dancing jerkily. Little Arthur sits with Stan as he reads a story. Sandra looks bored.
And then the good cowboy shot the wicked sheriff dead. Bang! Bang! And he gathered the beautiful girl up in his arms and covered her with passionate kisses.
Lucky girl.
And they lived happily ever after. That's it.
Can I hear the first bit again?
No, you can't. You take that. Come on, off to bed.
He takes little Arthur to his room.
There now. I've read you a lovely story, haven't I? Right, now you go to bed. There we are. Tuck in. Right, now go to sleep.
Can't I come and sit with you?
No, you can't. Look, be a boy.
Can I have my pistol?
Hey, what a good idea. Where is it?
Dad put it on top of the wardrobe.
On top of the wardrobe. I'll get it.
Stan goes and feels around on the top of the wardrobe.
I've got it.
Stan kisses little Arthur on the cheek, switches off the light, and leaves. Little Arthur gets out of bed holding his water pistol. He goes to the dressing table. He picks up a bottle of ink and undoes the top. In the living room...
Look, we won't be bothered with the kid anymore.
Sandra smiles and they kiss. Little Arthur squirts blue ink all over the bedroom mirror with his water pistol. Strobe lights flash on the dance floor. Mum leans to Bert. Bert licks his lips, stands on top of Sandra, snogging away. She pushes him off.
What's the matter?
I thought I heard a noise from the bedroom.
Oh, no, can't be. The kid's asleep. Come on.
In the bedroom, little Arthur's squirting red liquid all over the walls. Stan and Sandra carry on snogging. Mum and Bert come in.
I didn't know you had company.
Oh, hello, Mum. This is Sandra.
How do you do?
Hello. So let me know about this. You didn't tell me you've got a girl here. For God's sake, I'm old enough, aren't I? And while we're on the subject, why'd you bring him back so early?
Well, if you're old enough, so am I. You're supposed to be looking after little Arthur. I better go and see he's all right. I won't be a moment, love.
Sandra, I'm sorry about this, but we'll soon get it.
Oh!
What's happened now?
I think I better go.
Me too. It's getting late.
Look, hang on.
Oh,
please.
I think I better take these with
me.
You
take another
attendee.
Would you care for a beer?
Stand!
Wait a minute.
Stand, Stand!
Mum, what are you...
He sees the mess.
Oh, no!
You naughty, naughty boy! Here, how'd you get out of this pistol?
Uncle Stan gave it to me.
Oh, how could you, Stan? Look at all the mess!
I don't mind fair wear and tear, but I never stand for this. We'll have to pay for this damage.
Oh, it can't be. I've got no money.
Good, I'll get the sack.
Hey!
I will!
Now! Oh, Stan, what are we going to do?
Well, we'll have to scrounge some paint and do it ourselves.
Jack and Stan get paint from the stores.
Well, I hope this is going to work.
Well, of course it'll work. Who got the pram?
They put the paint and little Arthur in the pram.
You can't walk, you've got to ride. Stop wriggling.
There you are. Snuggles are back in the rag. Right, let's take you for a little ride.
Arthur and Stan paint the bedroom walls.
A fine holiday this, isn't it, eh? Nearly midnight, I've been painting all day.
Oh, belt up. Oh!
Oh, sorry, Stan.
Well, watch it then.
Is it done yet? Honey, I want to go to bed.
Listen. This new gloss paint takes 6 hours to dry, so keep the kid away from it.
Yeah? Oh, who's talking?
It'll be all right. Mum and the kid are sleeping in the next room. Arthur and I'll be in here. Oh, Arthur, I think perhaps the smell of paint might keep me awake all night.
Oh. Well, the state my back's in, nothing else will.
Nothing else ever does.
Olive and Arthur are lying in their twin beds. Olive sits up, puts her glasses on and feels around on the bedside table. Arthur's asleep.
Arthur? Arthur!
No. I told you I've got a bed back.
I want to go to the loo. Where's the lamp?
We moved it when we was painting.
I can't see anything.
There's a light switch by the door on the right.
Wearing a short, frilly powder blue nightie, Olive goes and feels around for the switch. The couple in the next room, Mr. and Mrs. Briggs, hear her.
I can't find it. Arthur, I can't find it.
Here. What are they at you in there?
Nothing. If you can't find it.
Where is it?
Where do you think it is? On the wall.
I found it!
Good.
She switches it on. She's made white, painty handprints all over the walls.
Oh,
you stupid great lump! What do you want to put your hands there for? Now I shall have to go right through that performance again. With my back, you'll be the death of me. Twice in 2 days. Stupid great lump.
Oh, what's he done to him?
Dunno.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, but while we're still awake, what about you and me?
You must be demented. Get back to your own bed. Sort it out.
All right. Well, that's the last of the paints. Have a goodness sake, don't mess it up this time.
Yeah, well, I'm going to bingo with Ollie, so I'll leave you to clean the brushes.
Well, it's hard luck on you. I've got to meet Jack to take the bus out, so you can clean the brushes up yourself.
Jack and Stan walk through the camp in uniform.
Drink tonight, then.
Yeah, right.
They see Blakey kiss the nurse by the first aid hut.
Look,
check Blakey's having sex.
Nursey goes into her hut, and Blakey grins, pleased as punch. As he hobbles off, he does a little sidekick in the air.
Nah, she's just stringing me along till they get married. In the meantime, she's having a last fling with me. What? Ah, straight up. Well, let's face it, she's not going to get many flings when she's married to Blakey, is she?
Well, I tell you what, if he finds out, mate, he'll kill you.
No, don't worry about that, mate. I found the one safe place where we don't get disturbed.
Where's that?
Ah, we've got about half an hour before the bus goes. I've just got time. Two can play at his game.
Jack puts on a limp and goes over to the first aid hut. Jack hobbles into the waiting room and sits down. As another bloke gets up, Jack gets up.
Do you mind, mate? I'm in absolute agony. Ooh, ooh.
Ooh. Oh, you poor man. You better come in at once.
I can't wait.
Neither can I.
She puts a sign on the door. Do not enter. Nurse giving treatment. In the surgery, she and Jack get their kit off, grinning.
Come on.
Blakey, whose right leg is still in a cast, hobbles into the waiting room with a stick. The bloke gets up again.
It's all right. I'm just going to have a word with the nurse before she starts.
Blakey goes to the surgery door and sees the sign.
Well, she's got someone in here already, is she?
Yeah, some bloke with a bad leg.
Eh? What, another one?
Yeah.
He must be catching.
Whoa! Oh!
She must be giving him treatment.
Yeah, bad leg.
Oh! Poor chap, he must be suffering, mustn't he? Yeah, she'll know what to do for him. He couldn't be in better hands. I'll come back when she's got more time.
Arthur's cleaning a paintbrush.
Ooh, that's a strong smell. What is it?
Well, we got back from Bingar, found the brushes all hardened up. I do petrol out my motorbike to clean them.
They all right?
Yeah, all right now. Yeah, get rid of that down to Watson, will
you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got to get rid of the smell of that petrol. Open that big window, love.
Olive chucks the petrol down the loo and Mum sprays air freshener.
Put it in the bin. We shan't want it again, love. Here. I've got a bit of food for lunch.
Oh, good.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, love.
I just popped in to see how the painting is. Here, I must go to the loo.
Oh. Thank you very much for leaving me to do the brushes.
I take the bus out, didn't I?
Well, I'm supposed to be on holiday. I'll never mind about that now.
I want to talk to you lot about money.
Mum, let me go to the loo first. Talk to me afterwards.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what I've done. I've made out a budget. We've got just enough money for food.
Blakey's hobbling through the camp. Mrs. Briggs is drying dishes. In the bathroom, Stan smoked a fag down to the butt. He takes the fag out of his mouth, then looks around for somewhere to put it. Stan chucks his fag in the loo. It blows up, as does a drain cover, which throws Blakey off his feet. Toilets explode all over the camp, in the Briggs' chalet.
Wally, what are you doing in there?
Yeah, I was sitting there when steam come out.
Aye? What have you been eating?
Nothing. Come and have a look.
The toilet's smoking.
Oh, what have you done?
Nothing.
Blakey gets up and looks down the drain.
Oh, he's nasty.
Oh, look at it! But I flushed it!
You flushed it, and I flushed it. But it's petrol, you idiot. You can't flush it away. It floats to the top. Do you realise what you're going to have done to me?
He's quite right, you stupid great lump.
But Arthur, it was you...
Don't interrupt. I mean, it might have been me sitting there. Think what might have happened.
To you, it wouldn't have made any difference.
Now, nobody's hurt, so it's all right.
What do you mean it's all right? Look at it. We'll have to pay for all that lot, you know. You know as well as I do, none of us have got any money. I'll get the sack, I will, this time.
Oh, good.
What are we going to say?
I could say I put too much carbolic down it.
You stand a better chance of saying it wouldn't take Olive's weight.
Yeah. Who's that? Mind. Could we perhaps stick it together? Oh, it's the inspector!
I deny everything.
Oh, come in, Inspector. It's the inspector.
Oh, hello Blakey.
I was just coming up the road, and the drains blew up in me face.
Did they?
Boom in me face. It was horrible, I tell you. I know what caused it.
What?
An accumulation of marsh gas. Oh. Caused a chain reaction. Yeah. I've I've got some bad news for you, I'm afraid.
Oh?
What? Tonight's exhibition of old-time dancing is off.
Oh, no.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh. Yeah, one of the couples had to fall out. Oh. You haven't got a complete team. I'm sorry. Excuse me, I better get going clean off.
Yes, come on, I'll see you out.
Cheerio, Blakey, cheerio.
Cheerio, Inspector.
Oh, cool. Stan.
That was a close one, wasn't it?
Well, we're lucky.
Oh, now, clever Dick, what are we going to do about the toilet?
Right, I'll tell you what I've been thinking. Now, look, if we can keep Blakey out of the way for a couple of hours this evening, me and Jack can nip into the stores, pick up a new loo without banging into him.
Yes. So?
Well, you and Olive will have to make up the dancing team.
Oh, lovely.
You must be mad, mate. I'm not making a fool of myself in public. Besides, we haven't got the clothes.
Oh, the entertainment's manager can give you the fancy gear. Oh, come on, mate, you can do it. I mean, you and Olive used to do it at the Pally.
Oh, yeah, we did.
No. No, I'm sorry. Olive and I have not performed together for far too long.
Well, that's true.
Blimey, they're only asking you to do the military two-step, not the last tango in Paris. Besides, you've got no choice, so go and find him and tell him.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big welcome for your own old-time dancing team, trained by that popular member of our security staff, Inspector Blake himself.
A spotlight shines on Blakey, who's done up in white tie and tails. He bows humbly.
Here they are.
Olive and Arthur lead the couples onto the dance floor with their hands held and raised in the air. Olive's wearing a long pale pink dress, and Arthur's in white tie and tails. At the end of the line are Mum and Bert, who takes a tumble. Mum helps Bert up. Watching at the front of the packed seats, Blakey looks a bit nervous. The couples take a bow and start the gentle, regimented dance. Olive's bent double. Arthur stumbles.
What are you doing? My girdle's gone!
Uncross your legs and start again. Music!
The couples bow and lead off. Arthur leans to Olive.
Managed to get it right this time, didn't you?
It is not my fault.
I thought you were the dancer.
I can't help it if my girdle's gone.
The couples get into the swing. The women hold the men's left hands with their right hands and gently step in time to the music. Blakey watches, captivated. The audience clap along, and the dancers do a turn. Mum, in a blue satin dress, smiles gleefully as she steps over to Bert, and they touch shoulders. They move apart and face each other, then take each other's hands and waltz around the room. Wally Briggs and his wife are there, dancing around. Olive and Arthur sidestep to each other with military precision and raise their arms up. As they attempt to turn, Olive gets her charm bracelet tangled with his cufflink.
What's happened now? It's my bracelet, it's caught in your cufflink!
Separate!
Oh!
Still joined up, Olive and Arthur carry on dancing.
Salute!
Curtsy!
Oh! Ow!
Now what's the matter?
My glasses! I've lost
my
glasses!
Leave your glasses! Get them!
Arthur picks them up. They're broken.
You're not much good now.
He yanks Olive's arm, but she doesn't budge. She ends up with his shirt sleeve in her hand. Blakey stands apoplectic.
Arthur! It's my shirt! I'd leave it.
Blakey flaps his arms. Jack creep out of the stores holding a toilet.
You careful, it's heavy, mate. I'll shut the door. Here. You sure we got the right one? Well, I didn't exactly try the size. They're all the same, aren't they? Come on. Here, what happens if we bump into someone? Well, tell me we won it a bingo. Let's hope old Blakey's still tripped the right fantastic. It's not far. Look out, there's someone coming. Quick, hide it in the bushes.
They bung the bog in the bushes as Wally waltzes up.
Will you still care?
He stumbles upon the toilet.
Will I never? Here, Lil! 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 Come and look! You'll never believe it!
Jack and Stan retrieve the toilet and take it to the chalet. Wally takes Lil to the bush.
It's a lovely place. It's marvellous. They fit of everything. Have you even got a loo in the bushes in case you get took short?
No, where?
It's gone.
You're drunk. Go on, you great big bird.
No, it was there.
Well, that's it. Well, we've got it here. Ooh, we'll have to come back in the morning and plumb it up with Arthur.
Yeah, well, he's going to be annoyed. He's got it, but it's not much use to him.
That's the story of Arthur's life.
Oh, I'm not drunk.
Oh, no.
I came back early because I thought you might fancy a bit of the old Fantango.
You must be out of your mind. Is listen to them two next door what's giving you these ideas?
Yeah, well, that Olive's a nice fleshy bird. I could fancy her.
If any bird wanted to have it off with you, she'd have to give you 3 weeks' notice in writing.
Yeah, leave, Arthur. I'll have you on the floor in about 2 minutes.
Arthur.
Later in bed.
Arthur.
I told you I'm not speaking to you. Showing me up like that.
But I want to go to the loo.
So?
A new one's not fitted yet.
There is one in the main building.
Will you come with me?
You don't talk wet.
I can't find my way without my glasses. You know I broke them.
You go to the main building and turn left. Good night.
Arthur turns out the light. Olive puts a coat on over her nightie and heads over to the main building, squinting. She bumps into two chaps by a staircase.
Oh, excuse me, could you tell me the way to the ladies? Oh, it's all right, I'll follow her.
It's a long-haired bloke in a kilt. Olive follows him into the gents.
Hi!
Get out! Get
off! I was sorry!
Okay, go on.
Blakey shoves Olive into the ladies.
Disturbing my ablutions. Don't stop, do they?
Olive walks through the camp, looking for her Shelley in the dark. She looks at a door with 313 on it, then walks on past a window. She gets to Shelley 311 and goes in. Olive feels her way to a bedroom where there are twin beds. One is occupied. She takes off her coat and gets into the empty bed and settles down. Wally wanders in stripy pajamas. He gets into bed and Olive smiles excitedly. Wally sits up, frowning.
Yeah, who the hell are you?
Oh, no!
He switches on the light and Lil wakes up.
Oh, what's going on here?
It's a mistake. I'm sorry.
A mistake, you brazen hussy?
No, I couldn't see.
I know, I've heard it all before. Out. Oh. Go on out. Come here, you. No wonder you made me take my sleeping tablets. You're a sex maniac, you beast.
Poor old Ollie's love light never go right.
Mine does.
In the canteen, Jack smiles at the nurse.
The more treatment she gives me, the weaker I feel.
Watch it, mate. Old Blake is behind.
Hey, for you, Stanley, I have something special. Steak and kidney.
Thank you.
You're all right there, mate.
Listen, I've been chatting her up for the past few days. I think I'm all right now, mate. She's got for me in a big way.
Yeah, you lucky devil. That hot-blooded Italian bit.
Hey. I've given you a double portion of kidneys.
Thanks, darling. Listen, what are you doing tonight?
Tonight?
Well. Hey, look at Butler. He's only trying to get off with that Italian girl now, look.
You better warn him.
Hey?
Her brother's the chef. Him, Luigi.
Maria. Come here.
Che cosa fa?
Ti devo parlare. Vai,
sì, cucina. Non posso nemmeno parlare.
Vai, cucina. Vai.
Luigi shoves Maria into the kitchen.
He goes mad if he thinks a man's after his sister.
Does he?
Yeah. He's sworn to protect her honour while she's in England.
Yeah.
Caught one of the staff with her earlier on in the season. He nearly killed him.
Did he?
I've got to go. I'm back on duty. But you better warn Stan.
Oh, yes, I will. I will have a word with him.
Nurse pecks Blakey on the cheek and goes.
Oh, Butler.
Yeah?
I'd just like to say I'm pleased to see you got yourself a nice girlfriend at last.
Oh, thanks, Blakey.
I must say she looks very passionate.
I think I'm going to get something there.
From what I've heard, you will.
La gola, l'Italio.
Ah, sì? Sarò tua sorella, ma sono abbastanza vecchia da poter fare quello che voglio.
Ti avverto, guarda, se ti vedo con lui, la gola gli taglio.
Milano.
Luigi gestures a cutthroat to Maria.
Ah, la mai, what's all the gear then? What's all this?
Listen, I've got a date with that Italian bird, Maria.
Yeah.
I have all evening on her own. Come right here. Where are you going to take her then?
You never believe this, the manager's house.
What? No, not on Coombs's face. Coombs's place?
Yeah, but how'd you word that?
Look, he's taking his missus to the pictures, huh? Maria said she'll clean up for him. Told me to meet her there at 8 o'clock. We've got the place to ourselves up to 11.
Crafty, mate, crafty.
Mind you, I've got to play it clever because she's a very shy bird.
Come on, take off your coat.
In the manager's swanky house, Maria pushes Stan onto the sofa and snogs his face off. In the bar, Bert brings Mum a drink.
Vodka, Mavery, my dear.
Oh, Dad.
It's another double, so watch it. It's your seventh. I'll just go and get me beer. She's pouring it out.
To Arthur and Olive.
Yes, yes. Enjoy yourselves. Here, he thinks he's getting me tipsy. I don't know what he's got in his mind. But you never know your luck.
Cheers, Bob.
Oh, why did a pity Stan go to work tonight? He never gets much enjoyment.
Stanley, amore mio.
Yes.
Abbraccio.
Stringimi.
What are you doing? Stringimi vicino a te, non ne posso più da questo.
Maria undoes Stan's shirt.
Moio di passione.
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about. I'll get the general idea. Come
here. As they writhe around on the green velour sofa, it gradually separates out, and they drop down the chasm onto the floral carpet. Maria keeps kissing Stan feverishly.
Listen, it's them.
No, it can't be them. They've only been gone 10 minutes.
Let go.
Stan goes and looks out the window.
It's them. Oh, get the sack. Put your coat.
They mustn't see you. Go into the kitchen.
He pulls his coat on inside out.
Go. I've got your trolley out.
This way, that way.
What do you mean, the kitchen's upstairs?
Yes, the house is on a hill.
Oh, good. I'll get through the back door.
No. The back door is locked. Get out through the milk hatch.
The milk hatch.
Maria straightens herself out and goes down the spiral staircase to the front door.
Thank you, Maria. My wife is starting one of her headaches, so we decided to come back.
The milk hatch in the back door flips up, and Stan moves two empties out of the way. He forces his head and shoulders through the hole, but gets stuck, with his arms by his sides.
Oh, God, I'm stuck now.
An Alsatian appears.
No, good dog.
The dog bounds up and nuzzles its snout in the hatch.
Oh, no.
The dog tries to squeeze past, but gets stuck next to him. As the manager bolts and locks the front door, the dog keeps trying to clamber over Stan through the hatch.
Oh, no. Let me get out first. Oh, your claws!
Maria appears.
Go away, dog.
Oh, thank God for that. I don't know what you'd have done next.
Quick, you must get out.
I can't get out. I'm stuck. Look, you'll have to give me a hand. Pull me. Oh, no, stop pulling. Push hard. Listen, it's no good. I'll have to get out through a window.
All the windows are fixed with a special lock. You need a key.
Well, how am I going to get out?
You must try and get the key.
I should listen to my mum. We have a nice quiet drink in the bar.
In the bar?
Mabel, what? Is your son babysitting in the chalet tonight?
No, we had to go to work. Still, keeps him out of trouble.
How would you like me to get you into it?
Bert!
Stands inside the house.
George, where's the shower cap?
Don't know, dear. Could you pass me the soap, please, darling?
Stan looks around, then goes through to the bedroom and finds the keys on the bedside table. He picks them up and starts to head out as the manager's wife comes out of the bathroom.
Well, I'm not taking a shower if you can't find the shower cap. Anyway, I'm going to bed. I still got a bit of a headache.
Stan dives under one of the twin beds and lies on the floor.
George, I do hope you're not going to be too long in there.
She sits on her bed and the manager jogs in and sits on the one Stan's under. He bounces up and down.
Yes, sir, this mattress is getting awfully lumpy. I told you before that it's falling to pieces. There's no give in it at all. There's a big lump in the middle.
George, you have to do that.
A spring pops out and hits Stan's cheek.
Oh! Did you say something, yeah?
thing. Go to sleep.
She switches off the bedside lamp and lies down. The manager lies down too. Later, Stan tiptoes out of the front door and shuts it behind him. He rubs his injured cheek and rolls his eyes. Next day in the canteen, Stan gets his breakfast from the counter.
Hola.
Maria's wiping a table.
Morning, my darling.
Stan sits with Jack.
Morning, mate. Hi, Jack.
Hey, how'd you get on with Maria last night?
Hey, what's up with your face? What happened?
Oh, there.
I don't know, mate. Just a scratch.
Oh, yeah. Got sharp fingernails, has she?
It's a mattress spring.
Mattress? Oh, blimey. You must have had a right orgy. Yeah, blanky, hear that? Stan's been out with that Maria bird.
Oh, yeah. She was cleaning out the manager's house. He was alone with her all evening.
Was he? Yeah. How'd you get on then, Butler? All right.
Well, of course I did. You know me. And you know how hot-blooded these Italians are.
Yes, I do. Well, I think I'll go get myself another cup of tea.
Oh, well. See you later, mate.
Bye, Jack.
Maria's over by the counter.
Hey, Stanley, come here.
He goes to her. Blakey's with Luigi.
I don't believe you.
He told me so himself. Oh, I'm not one to cause trouble, but I thought you ought to know about it. Nice girl and all, ain't she?
Look at my face.
Oh, poor Stanley. Never mind, darling. I'll give you another breakfast.
My farabuto.
That's what I said.
I'll see he never does it again.
It's a good idea. It's a very good idea, eh?
Look, look, she's feeding him up now, look.
Oh, building me up for the next time, eh?
Yes.
Luigi watches them kiss.
For him, there will be no next time.
Hey, Butler, come here.
Yes.
I have something for you, too. Special. Come, please. Come,
please. That's nice of you, isn't it, Blakey? What's he got?
Go and have a look.
Luigi drags Stan into the kitchen.
You have dishonored my sister. I'm sure you don't drink
like that.
Holding Stan by his tie, Luigi hacks up an oxtail with a cleaver.
Oh, lovely. He's cutting him short. Now stop him, Gallop.
That is a drastic, though. You succeeded me.
Maria tries to pull Stan away from Luigi, who holds on to Stan's tie, throttling him. Cross-eyed, Stan's pulled back and forth between the pair.
Give it to him!
Luigi dumps Stan in a giant pot of soup.
If I was you lot, I wouldn't have any soup today!
Luigi heaves Stan onto a tray of bubbling rice pudding. The manager comes in.
What's going on here?
Leave him alone. You ruined the reputation of my sister.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. It was in your house last night.
What?
Now you get the sack. It's made my day, that is. Oh, God. Give me quite an appetite. I will have a breakfast now.
So you see, Butler was never in our house. We were only away for 10 minutes.
Yes,
if you don't believe me, go and ask my wife.
No, I believe you.
Who told you this pack of lies?
The security inspector.
Blakey?
He's the one that ruined her reputation.
Look, I'm terribly sorry about this.
You lying swine. Hai rovinato mia sorella con le tue fregnacce.
What are you talking about? What are you saying?
Hai rovinata. And in Italy, I'll kill you.
Blakey sits on the breakfast table and it collapses. Beside Maria and Stan, the manager's stony-faced.
Oh, God, Blakey, this has made my day.
Oh, we fought.
Did you see what I'm sure he's ever...
That's what he did to me arm.
Never mind, those bruises will be gone in no time.
Oh, good. Here, how's my face?
Oh, that's nothing. That'll be gone by tomorrow.
I thought Luigi was going to kill me. I managed to get myself another pair of trousers. But, Jack, look what he's done to my jacket, look.
Oh, blimey.
Leave it, love. I'll get it clean for you.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, Jones, very obliging. Yeah, well, I think it's time I had a bit of treatment.
Jack smirks at Stan, who goes. Jack pulls the nurse over.
Come on in.
Oh, stop you, Jack. At least let me get the sign up.
She writes back in 10 minutes.
10 minutes? God, blimey, what a cheek. Here, I can do better than that.
He writes 30 minutes.
And furthermore, Blake, you still haven't given me a satisfactory explanation of what happened this morning.
Well, I don't even understand myself, sir. I didn't half hurt my hand when that Italian chef attacked me, you know. Did you mind if I go and see the nurse now?
All right. But I haven't much sympathy. And in future, don't make these allegations about other people.
Well, I was sure that butler was up to something with that girl, you know,
sir. You seem to have sex on the brain, Blake. Get off to the nurse.
Hello, madam.
Here. The nurse is out. You'll have to wait.
Oh, no. Oh, well, I want a little bit of liniment to rub on my hand.
Good. I'll use me pass key.
Blakey takes his key to the surgery door, then listens.
Kiss me again. You are getting me going.
Blakey's eyes widen and he bangs on the door.
Who is it?
Blimey, it's Blakey.
Open up. I know you're in there. You've got somebody in there with you, haven't you, eh? Who is it?
Jack crawls out the window.
Come back here. You had a man in here, you trollop.
Now, Cyril, don't be silly.
He's had his coat. I'll find out who he is. I'm Allsage Butler. I'll fix him.
It wasn't him.
Don't you lie to me, you hussy.
Outside.
Mind how you go. Don't hurt yourselves, will you?
Butler, I want you a minute.
Oh, yeah? What do you want?
I'm going to kill you.
You're going to kill me? What for?
You know what for, you
ratty
lecherous
little rat. I don't know what you're talking about. Don't be daft. I don't know what you're... Look, what do you mean, you ratty little rat? I haven't done anything.
I'm going to make sure you never get a chance of doing it again at all.
Mind your foot.
Never mind my foot, mate.
Cyril, please don't.
What have I done?
You know what you've done.
Now, listen, Blakey.
Cyril, stop it. I can explain.
You told me, mate.
In the lake.
You're knocking away as easy as all that, mate.
Olive falls out of her boat. Blakey chases Stan across the lake.
I just don't know what I was supposed to have done, you see? If you let
me... It's no use, mate. No. I'll follow you to the edge of the
give
world.
Give it to him!
Into the world. Oh. Don't help him, no.
Okay, son.
Stan runs off through the camp. Blakey hobbles after him. The nurse pops up and Blakey ends up on top of her, ripping her white coat.
Cyril, please. This is a mistake. You got it all wrong.
Stop that, mate. Have you gone mad? Get up!
The manager pulls Blakey up.
In the army, we had pills for men like you. But as we don't happen to have them here, I have no alternative but to terminate your employment forthwith. Now, get out!
Hey? You don't understand!
Get out!
No, I wouldn't do a thing like that!
Ouch!
Hey. Oh, what's the use? I'll go.
He starts to hobble off.
We'll give him his stick, will you?
The manager gives Blakey his stick and points for him to leave.
Ouch!
The manager escorts the nurse away with his jacket around her shoulders. Blakey hobbles off.
Ma, will you please hurry up? The dance will be over by the time we get there.
Oh, well, just a bit, love. I've got to do my face, haven't I? It's the farewell ball. I want to look nice. I haven't got my mascara on. Wait a minute, love. Where's my glasses? That's it. Now then. Won't be a minute. That's it. Now then. Why now?
How can you possibly apply mascara with your glasses on?
Oh, well, I do.
That's why it generally ends up on the end of your nose.
Oh, shut up. Come on, fit me up, please. Oh, that'll be Bert. Here, I can't wait. Wait a minute. Come on, get out of the way. Come in, Bert.
Are you all ready, me little darling?
Yes.
Ah, give us an old goose.
They kiss.
Oh, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, I've been practising. Do you know this is our last chance to have a little rock and roll?
Oh, that's a great idea. But I think we ought to go to the dance first.
Oh, Bert.
With the grace of God, I'll have to go to confession in the morning.
They scuttle out.
Oh, Arthur, did you hear that?
Yes, but don't let it give you any ideas.
Glum-faced Olive follows Arthur out.
Thank you.
The dance floor's packed with groovers. Mum and Bert jig around together, grinning. Jack and Stan watch them.
Yeah, your mother's enjoying herself. She's a fool to herself. He'll be worn out by the time she gets him back in the shelly.
Mum shakes it all about. Olive and Arthur sidle up beside Mr. and Mrs. Briggs.
Hello, love. I liked you better in your nightie.
What's that you say?
Oh, nothing, Arthur.
Later, a bleary-eyed Arthur smiles at Olive, who has her arms around him.
Here. Here, sunshine.
Yes, Arthur.
I can't think why, but I quite fancy you.
Oh, Arthur.
They kiss.
Kill, bloody, I never thought I'd live to see the day. God, if you'll kill him.
In the chalet, Olive, wearing a blue nightie with a plunging neckline, sprays perfume all over herself in the bathroom. She sprays her armpits as well. Smiling excitedly, Olive checks her hair and goes into the bedroom. Arthur's lying on his side, sound asleep. Olive goes and sits on the edge of the bed.
Arthur? Arthur?
The face falls and she grabs his shoulder and shakes him.
Wake up, Arthur! Arthur! Wake up!
Olive flops down onto her bed. Next day, people with cases board the bus to the railway station.
Get on, Bert. Cheers, Jack. Now, here we are. This must be the last batch. Yeah. Go on, then. Looks a bit empty there, all going. Yeah. Never mind, darling. Get on. Oh, here we are. Look, here comes the family.
They pass on the motorbike and sidecar.
Yeah. Olive's been crying all morning. What happened to her last night?
Nothing. That's why she's crying.
Upset, Olive's lip quivers.
I think Mum did all right. Mind you, I don't know what she was up to, but he cut another notch in his walking stick.
Bert!
Hello there! I'll keep in touch.
He blows a kiss from the top deck. Later, Arthur and family ride over the stone bridge over the river.
Arthur! Look! It's over there, Arthur! Arthur!
Arthur veers off the road, hits the railing, and the cases fly into the river. He yanks his goggles off.
You stupid great lump, look what you made me do now.
I'm sorry, Arthur.
What were you trying to tell me?
I was only trying to tell you that there is where we lost our luggage on the way here.
He goes to hit her at the camp.
Hey, Arthur, Here, mate, there's a couple of crackers just arrived.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been chatting them up on the way here. Oh, look, here they come now.
Two blonde girls.
Now, there you go. This is my mate, Stan.
Yeah.
Well, I've just been telling the girls about that mystery tour you're taking them on tonight.
What mystery tour? I ain't got a mystery tour.
Of course you have. The moonlight mystery tour. By the sea. On the beach.
Oh, that one. Oh, yes.
Yeah, about 9 o'clock, OK, girls?
Yeah, fine.
All right, then. Come on, Betty.
Hey, Jack. Jack, come here. Listen, do you mean to say we're going to take the bus out on our own?
Of course we are.
Well, how far are we going to go?
As far as they'll let us.
Let's hope it was a long trip, eh?
That evening, the bus is parked out on the sands. Jack and Stan snog the girls. Stan's on the top deck.
Mm. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Have I got you going?
No, I'm sitting on my matches.
Oh, I could just do with a fag.
I've left them in the cab. I'll go and get you one, hang on.
All right.
Stan goes down to the lower deck and steps off. He stops and stares at the bus's wheels. They're sinking into the sand. He goes to a window and looks in at Jack.
Hey, Jack! Fuck it in!
What?
We're sinking in the sand!
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking! We're in the... Hey! I'll try and move it!
Stan runs round to the cab and gets in. He revs the engine, but the bus doesn't shift. Jack and the girls run round to the front and push.
Come on, push on!
The three of them heave against the front, but the bus doesn't move.
Come on! Push! 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 Push!
They put their backs into it, but still no joy. Stan stops the engine and gets out.
Oh, it's not going back. It won't move.
Well, what are we going to do?
Oh, we'll have to walk up.
Oh, thanks very much. That's very nice, I must say. Come on, Bets. We'll thumb a lift.
Right.
Well, we couldn't help it, girls. We didn't know this was going to happen.
Oh, no, mate. We'll have to come back in the morning.
Are you potty or something? I've got to take a tour out tomorrow morning.
Well, that's all right. We'll come back early. By then, the tide will be right out and the sand will be as firm as a rock.
Will it?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to come back before breakfast.
Well, of course we will.
Well, come on, then.
Next morning.
Oh, I hope it's all right.
Well, of course it is. I studied the tides when I did my national service.
Oh, did you?
This way.
They get to the top of a sand dune and stop and stare. The bus is up to its wheel arches in water.
I can see you've studied the tides.
Yeah, well,
the tide's going out. We're just an hour too early.
Later.
You'd better be right this time.
Yeah, well, see, it's the spring tides and I forgot to allow an extra hour for summertime. I'm telling you, by now that bus will be high and dry.
They gawp. The bus is nearly underwater.
Oh, that's it then.
At the Department of Employment.
Oh, well, here we are. Back on the old labour again.
Yeah.
Oh, blimey, that job didn't last long, did it?
Well, at least I got the manager to give us 2 weeks' money.
Yeah, and that's all gone now, and I need another job quick.
At the desk.
Come on, mate, don't hang about.
Wait.
Blakey?
Blimey, we've had it now.
Now, what do you want? You're not looking for a job, are you?
Yeah.
Good, because I've got nothing for you.
Oh, come on, Blakey. Surely you got a job for a driver?
Nothing.
Oh,
come on. Hang about.
He finds a card.
It's a job for a driver like you.
Stan looks at the card and frowns.
Someone who's always smashing things up.
Stan sits in a crane swinging a wrecking ball into the side of a building. He grins and cackles to himself. ITFC audio description by Matthew Vickers.